Incoming message.
You know, I traffic in personal development. That's right, I'm a mindfulness mule, a self-help smuggler, a life strategist with over 20 years of experience helping people get unstuck, unlock their potential, and remember who they truly are. That is my lane. But even I, yes, the guy who can quote Brené Brown and Rumi in the same sentence, even I know when it's time to say, okay, that's enough healing for today. Because somewhere along the way, healing stopped being a journey and started becoming an identity. You know, like if you're not actively processing a trauma at all times, people begin looking at you like you're emotionally lazy. Oh, you're not journaling about your shadow self while soaking in a salt bath and whispering affirmations to your inner child? No, Karen, I'm eating nachos and watching The Real Housewives like a healed person. Listen, healing is important. We know that. It's vital. It's necessary. But it's not a full-time job. You don't get a raise for reprocessing the same wound from 1994 with increasingly artisanal methods. At some point, you have to live. You have to say, this is good enough for now. There is such a thing as healing fatigue. It's that moment when your vision board starts judging you, your crystals roll their eyes, and your inner child files for emancipation. You deserve to feel joy that's not attached to a breakthrough. Peace that's not preceded by emotional excavation. A Wednesday night that doesn't involve deep soul retrieval. Sometimes healing looks like laughing. Sometimes it looks like resting. And sometimes it looks like skipping the cacao ceremony and watching a movie where nothing gets resolved at all. So yes, continue to grow. Continue to evolve. But don't forget to be. You are not broken. You are just becoming. And becoming doesn't need to be a full production, emotionally exhaustive series on Netflix. Sometimes it's a TikTok. Sometimes it's an app. And sometimes it's realizing you were actually okay all along.